Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today's article is a step-by-step guide to running a Strata AGM in NSWA. If you're on a committee or thinking about joining one, this is the one you need.
The AGM. It sounds dry, but it's the meeting that actually shapes the whole year for a scheme.
That's exactly right. The article opens with this. The AGM is the meeting that matters most. The money for the year gets set, the budget gets approved, and the committee gets elected.
And if it goes wrong?
Decisions can be challenged or invalid. So knowing how the process works isn't just interesting. It matters.
All right, walk me through the steps.
There are 7. Step 1 is notice. Every owner has to receive proper written notice of the AGM in advance. That includes the agenda and the supporting papers, like the financial statements and the proposed budget.
So owners aren't just turning up cold. They've seen the financials, they know what's being voted on.
Right. And the notice has to go out within the time frame set by the Strata Schemes Management Act 2015. The article is very clear on this. Getting that time frame wrong can put the whole meeting at risk.
So you'd want to confirm the current notice period with NSW Fair Trading or your Strata managing agent before anything goes out.
The article says exactly that, and it says it more than once. Notice periods, quorum rules, exact figures. They can change. Always confirm the current detail.
Good. Step 2?
The agenda. It's the backbone of the meeting. Every motion that will be put to owners is listed in order. A typical Strata AGM agenda covers the financial statements, the budgets and levies, the committee election, insurance, and any special motions like a bylaw change.
And only what's on the agenda can be decided. So if something important gets missed off, it doesn't get dealt with that day.
Exactly, which is why preparing it carefully matters. Step 3 is reviewing the financials. The meeting goes through the scheme's income and spending across both funds for the past year. Owners see how their levies were actually used.
The article makes a point I liked here. Clear, accurate financial statements make this part straightforward. Patchy records make it painful.
Good record keeping matters all year, not just when you're sitting in the AGM. Step 4 is the budget vote. Owners approve the budget for the year ahead and the levies to fund it.
And this is where the two fund structure comes in, right?
Yes. The article is worth quoting here. Levies feed 2 separate funds. The administrative fund covers day-to-day costs, and the capital works fund covers major future works. It's not just one pile of money.
So there's a real reason your levies are structured the way they are. If you're new to a committee, understanding that split before the meeting is going to save you a lot of confusion in the room.
The article links to a separate guide on exactly that. Step 5 is the committee election. Owners or their nominees put themselves forward, and the meeting votes them in. The number of positions and how the election runs follow the act, so confirm the current rules.
Step 6 is the actual voting on motions?
Yes. Most decisions pass on an ordinary majority, but some bigger ones, like changing a bylaw, need a special resolution. That's a higher level of agreement.
What if someone can't be there in person?
They may be able to vote by proxy or by other means the act allows, depending on what the scheme permits. The chair keeps the meeting to the agenda, and a quorum has to be present for the votes to count.
Quorum being the minimum participation needed for a decision to be valid.
Right. And step 7 is the minutes. After the meeting, the decisions are recorded and distributed to owners within the required time frame. The minutes are the official record. They protect the committee if a decision is ever questioned later.
They also tell owners who couldn't make it what was actually decided.
The article calls specific, clearly written minutes part of good governance. It links to a separate guide on strata governance and common mistakes if you want to go deeper on that.
So what does this all look like from the committee side? Like, what's your job going into the AGM?
You help prepare the budget, you present or support the financials, and you may stand for re-election. The article puts it well. Walking in knowing how the meeting runs, what needs a special resolution, and why notice and quorum matter makes you a steadier, more useful member.
And the best-run AGMs are the ones where the committee understands the process before the meeting, not while they're in it.
That's the whole point of the article. So the single thing to do is read the full version on the Archer Institute blog. It links through to the related guides on the two funds, what new committee members need to know, and Strata governance.
And if you want proper training, Archer Institute has a Strata member CPD course, online and self-paced, covering meetings, motions, the funds, and committee duties in plain language.
Nationally recognized training. With real Australian-based support, you can call the team on 1-800-069-273.
Thanks for listening.